It's Friday, August the 14th. This is Tim Pitchell back with a procrastination boo. I wanted to talk today about something that's really kind of opposite of what I was talking about yesterday. Yesterday, I talked about state orientation and procrastination, and today I want to talk about a concept called flow. Lots of people might be familiar with this. It's a term that was coined and popularized by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. He defines flow as that state when you're involved in an activity, when your ego falls away, time flies, every action and movement and thought inevitably falls from the previous one. It's like playing jazz. Your whole being is involved and you're using your skills to the utmost. And he coined this term after studying athletes and artists who get deeply absorbed in things. He's identified a number of features of flow, including having clear goals. The expectations and rules are discernible and goals are attainable. High degree of concentration and a limited field of attention. So if you're playing tennis, the only thing that's there is the ball itself. A loss of the feeling of self-consciousness, the merging of action and awareness, a distorted sense of time, so that your subjective experience of time is altered. Usually it's involving direct and immediate feedback, so success and failures in the course of the activity are apparent. The example with tennis again is when you've hit the ball out or you've missed the ball. There's a balance between ability level and challenge. You'll recall, if you've been listening to the booze, that this is a key aspect of not procrastinating. A sense of control over the situation or activity. And finally, a deep sense of absorption where the focus of awareness is narrowed down and everything is just the activity itself. Well, some researchers in Korea did some research on procrastination and flow. And if you listen to that description, you might imagine, as they found, that procrastinators were rarely in this state of flow. What they found was that students who did not have clear goals and did not concentrate on the task at hand and had high self-consciousness showed high procrastination tendencies. High procrastinators were more likely to be concerned with what others had been thinking of them and how they are presenting themselves and about their performance during a learning process. So high self-consciousness on the part of procrastinators meant that they weren't in flow a great deal. They couldn't lose themselves in the moment. They couldn't concentrate and just stay with the task at hand. Now, I've had responses to this before when I've talked about it in a blog that those people who leave things to the last minute, when they're actually doing that last minute effort, in fact, they get into a deep state of flow. And I do think that is the case, that when you finally get down to it and now you're completely absorbed, you will get into that state of flow. But that only happens, the night before sort of efforts. Whereas in the lives of other people who aren't chronic procrastinators, they're able to let go of the self-consciousness and get on with the task when they want to. It's not just when the pressure mounts. So you can see that again, procrastination has a correlate with being too self-conscious, and this leads to the inability to move into a state of flow. You can learn more at procrastination.ca. I'll talk to you tomorrow.